Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action. May 3, Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 through 21. The Word of the Lord. When the man got up to leave, they looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him, so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." I worked, studied, or prepared to teach while my Nigerian driver carried me place to place in the car. One day, he paused and shouted at another driver before passing him at an intersection. My head was down, so I didn't see what happened. I thought it sounded harsh and was about to reprimand him. Instead, it occurred to me I needed to ask a question. I asked what he said to the man, since he was speaking in Hausa. My driver told me the car had a dangerously low tire, and he warned the other guy so he could pull over and fix it. The Lord was on the way to investigate Sodom and Gomorrah. He revealed his plan to Abraham. The outcry had reached him. Now it was time to act. His action included a process of confirmation. God judges thoughtfully and rightly. What assumptions might you be tempted to make without a full knowledge of the situation? What alternative conclusions are possible? Father God, your knowledge of every situation is complete. Remind me of my limited perspective when I make assumptions today. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.